أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 19 of Surah Al-Hajj speaks of two opponents. Now, one is, this verse is referring to two opponents in a general sense, and the two opponents whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of here is, one is a believer and the other is a disbeliever. These are the two opponents, and Allah says اِتَّصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ, they argue with each other regarding their Rabb, regarding their Allah, regarding the existence of Allah, regarding who Allah is, regarding the Dhat and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it is referring to a particular incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It refers to the Battle of Badr. In the past, before they would engage in a full-blown battle, there would always be a duel that takes place before the battle. So you'll find that a warrior from the believers will step onto the battlefield just before the battle, and one from the enemy or from the opponent, he would come onto the battlefield, they would engage in a duel between the two of them, and of course one would emerge as victorious. On the occasion of Badr, from the believers, there were three who had come to the front. They had three separate duels. The first was Hamza, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who completely destroyed his opponent in a moment of 2 seconds. And then the other was Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who also overpowered his opponent in that duel. And the third was Ubaidah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ubaidah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was injured, and he was killed, and he died at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was taken off the battlefield, and by the time he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in the last few moments of life. So it could be referring to that particular incident as well, where you had two opponents. One was fighting in the way of Allah, while the other was fighting in the way of Iblis. So Allah says, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ, these are two opponents. اِخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ, they have fought each other and they argue with each other regarding their Rabb. So Allah says, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of what these two opponents will face in Akhirah and what they are going to experience. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, as for those who disbelieve, the opponent who disbelieve, who are guilty of kufr, قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ, Allah says for them, garments will be prepared for them in Jahannam that will be made from fire. Garments tailored from fire. So they will be made to wear these garments. Then Allah says on top of that, يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ, boiling hot water, hamim, boiling hot water will be poured over their heads. يُسْحَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ, this water, Allah says, that will be poured over their heads will be so hot, it will be so intense, the heat will be so extreme, that whatever is in their belly and their skin will melt because of the boiling hot water that's poured over them. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and on either side of Jahannam, there will be these hooks, huge hooks made of steel, on either side of Jahannam. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ, مَقَامِعُ means hooks on either side of Jahannam. Huge hooks مِنْ حَدِيدٍ, that is made from iron, that is made from steel. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍّ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا, every time they will try and crawl out and escape from Jahannam, they will be hooked by the huge hooks and once again cast back right down to the bottom of Jahannam. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا, every time they will try to emerge and exit from Jahannam, مِنْ غَمٍّ, because of the anxiety, the distress, the pain, the torment that they will experience, أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا, they will be returned and sent back into it. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ will be said to them, now taste. Taste the punishment of the blazing fire. So that is the consequence, and that is what that opponent will face in Akhirah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا But as for those who brought Iman, the other opponent, the one who was a believer, the one who was fighting in the way of Allah, the one who always argued with knowledge, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit the believers, those who brought Iman, and who carried out acts of righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them to gardens, تجري من تحتها الأنهار, beneath which rivers will be flowing. يحلون فيها من أساور. Allah spoke of the garments of the people of Jahannam, which will be tailored from fires. As for the believers, the inmates and the people of Jannah, Allah says they will be adorned. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when they come into Jannah, they will be adorned, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَّاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ with bangles made of gold. We know that gold has been made haram for the men of the Ummah. They are not allowed to wear gold in the dunya. Only women are allowed to wear gold and adorn themselves with gold jewelry. As for men, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared it haram. However, in the Akhirah, Allah says one of the first things they will be given to wear will be bangles and bracelets made from gold, walu'lu'a, and pearls. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ What will their garments be made of? Men in this world, we are not allowed to wear silk. Silk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the one hand, he took gold, and in the other hand, he took silk. And he says, these two have been declared haram for the men of my ummah. As for the women, they may wear them in this dunya and in akhirah. As for the men, they are only allowed, and they will only be allowed to wear it in Jannah. Allah says, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ And the garments that they will wear will be garments made of harir. Harir means silk. وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they were guided to the purest of statements. Meaning in dunya, the people of Jannah, they were guided to utter the word that is pure, that is the shahada, that is the kalima, that is the truth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to speak in the truth by which they had left their lives. وَهُدُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were guided in the dunya to the path and the way of the all praise one, the praiseworthy who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why again, we must repeatedly thank Allah, because imagine the experience the disbelievers are going to have in Akhirah. And Allah speaks of the experience that we will, inshaAllah, enjoy in Jannah and in Paradise. And Allah said, Hudu is a tayyib. They were guided. It's not because of something that we had done, that we deserve what it is that we are given in dunya and hopefully in Akhirah as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were chosen and they were guided to utter the pure word in the dunya. They were guided. Hudu. We did not choose the path. Allah chose the path for us. وَهُدُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ Allah placed us on that road and that straight path that leads us to Allah the praiseworthy. May Allah grant us in this time.